KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Richard Linklater is America's poet of the present tense, whether his present is the last day of high school in 1976, as it was in Dazed and Confused, or, as in Everybody Wants Some, the weekend before college classes start in the fall of 1980. His infallibly likable characters live in a succession of intense nows, not seizing the moments so much as embracing and rejoicing in them with a fervor that still leaves room for savoring their significance. Toward the end of this loose-jointed and endearing new film, a freshman says to her boyfriend, "It's kind of beautiful that we get to feel passion in this world about anything. They have passion to burn, and we get to feel great about them." Linklater calls this a spiritual sequel to his 1993 Dazed and Confused. It's a semi-autobiographical ramble through recollections of music, parties, mating rituals, parties, prickly friendships, parties, drug trips, parties, and baseball. Our guide through the memory maze is Jake Bradford, who's played appealingly by Blake Jenner. Jake is a freshman who arrives on campus in Texas to take up residence in one of two houses reserved for baseball players. He's a pitcher, a position his teammates-to-be consider a necessary evil. They see themselves as the real athletes of the game. Jake can take their cheerful scorn, though. He's modest and graceful, with a winning serenity that attracts the attention of a special someone from the start. The cast of characters around Jake is mostly male, a prize collection of primpers, preeners, swaggerers, and raw-boned Peter Pans who see the looming academic year as the end of pleasure rather than the beginning of wisdom. And they see college, of course, as the end of whatever status they may have enjoyed at the top of the heap as high school seniors. Jake's team includes the smart, fast-talking Finnegan. He's played by Glenn Powell, and Wyatt Russell's very funny Willoughby, a California stoner with a vaporous belief that life is about finding out who you are between the notes. Everybody Wants Some takes its title from the Van Halen hit and places itself within specific notes of the period. Jake and his buddies crash a series of parties and venues that amount to a guide to the decade's musical modes, disco, rock, country, funk, and punk, with a sweetly innocent take on bohemianism thrown in at a party where Jake meets Beverly, who's played by Zoe Deutsch. She's the radiant freshman who speaks of the beauty of passion. She and Jake occupy a special and leisurely place in the film, a split-screen interlude when they talk on the phone with exquisite intimacy. Beverly is an aspiring actress, and she refers to Jake's baseball practice as rehearsal, but she isn't wrong. Everything these enchanted kids do is a rehearsal for lives yet to be lived. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.